بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد All praise be to Allah We seated here That concern for deen It was the 16th year after Hijrah migration First time in the history of Islam Masjid Al-Aqsa was freed by Umar radiallahu anhu Now he is 1447. Allah give us the strength to free ourselves from the slavery of our desire, from the slavery of shaitan, slavery of addiction. Every person is addicted. You can see the cell phone screen. See the average person today. Very few are looking up. Most are looking down into that screen. Until the man doesn't realize he's addicted, there's no progress thereafter. Admission. See, in the starting of Ramadan, Ibrahim Salihji Sahib mentioned a beautiful line. He said, the goal is carry on trying, reaching, acquiring, attaining. That's not the goal. Because what happens is, I got an anger problem. So I try to control, and then I tried again, and then I just couldn't get it right. So I just stopped trying. The goal is keep trying. I try to come out of whatever wrong I'm watching on the phone. I tried. And then for a while I behaved. And then I slipped back in. I made qaza, what I missed out. I covered up what I missed out. So keep on trying, don't give up. So the average person is giving up. We're forgetting the whole secret is keep on trying. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he's leaving Madina Munawara as the conqueror of Baitul Maqdis. The beauty of the journey was simplicity, humility. The clothing Umar radiallahu anhu was wearing was simple. The animal he was riding was simple. It was a long journey. So, on reaching out, the clothing got dirty. The collar was on. So Umar radiallahu anhu asked for his clothing to be washed, stitched. They gave him new clothing. Umar radiallahu anhu was such, when the old one was washed and stitched, he put the same old one back on. Now on reaching, Umar radiallahu anhu comes across a stream, you know, water. Such humility, simplicity. Understand he's conqueror. Umar radiallahu anhu comes down from the animal. He removes his shoes, places them under his armpit. And now he's walking through the water, leading the animal. Outwardly, it wasn't in keeping with majesty, glory of a conqueror. But on that occasion, Umar made a historic statement. He addresses the Sahaba and he says to them that once upon a time, you were the most disgraced of nations. Allah gave you respect because of Islam. Now, no matter how much you look for respect, in other ways besides Islam, Allah will disgrace you. Very weighty words. See, as a Muslim, my honor is when someone sees me, they identify me. That's a Muslim. To feel shy. Don't feel shy to be recognized as a Muslim. So Mufti Sahib was mentioning in Ramadan, he says that we must get the love of Sunnat so deep in the heart that as a Muslim I must never ever be proud to wear one brand, one logo, one name. And the example Mufti Sahib gives is outside is bright sunlight. I went outside with my torchlight and I'm boasting to everyone, see my light. So they'll tell me, Brother, don't embarrass yourself, because torchlight in front of sunlight is no light. Now understand, it can be the latest fashion, whatever brand, in front of sunnat is absolutely nothing. So sunnat must be deep in my heart, love. I don't get carried away with things around. So now the Muslim generals, they come forward to meet Umar radiallahu anhu. They were wearing very fine clothing. So Umar radiallahu anhu picks up some stones to hit them. So they were surprised. He said, Amir al-Mu'minin, what are you doing? So he scolded them. He told them so quickly, you have changed from your ways so quickly, and you are affected by the ways around of the people around you. You have been here only for 2 years, and already you are eaten by this culture. Even if you were here for 200 years and you were eaten by this culture, I will replace you. You are not fit to be my commanders. So the Sahaba, they put Umar radhiyallahu anhu at ease. They explained to him that the clothing you're wearing is a covering, a camouflage. Underneath, our weapons are there. So Umar radhiyallahu anhu was pleased that his companions weren't eaten. They were not eaten by the environment. Mawlana Ali Mia Rahmatullah, he mentions more or less outstanding regarding Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, were not their victories. You see, today there's only picture we got in the mind. A victory on the battlefield. A victory. It goes deeper. So Ali bin Rahmatullah explains further. He says, outstanding regarding Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum was, although at that time they were coming from a civilization which was regarded backward, and they were facing the two superpowers of time, the Romans, the Persians. However, Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they were never influenced by their culture. Wherever they went, they maintained their identity. I'm a Muslim. I need to be so strong internally, mentally, emotionally, that I don't allow any condition, any fashion, any creation to move me. I'm on sunnat, the way of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Umar radiallahu anhu gave a lengthy talk. I'll mention a few points. One point he mentioned was, make the akhirat, the year after, your main worry. You know, Mufti Sahib was explaining. He says, to the extent I forgot akhirat, year after, to that extent, every little of the world will hurt me, will worry me, because I forgot. It's temporary. I forgot akhirat, the year after. And then Mufti Yusuf explains, he says, average man today, he wakes up in the morning, the man is sad, the man is depressed. And then you ask why. It's simple. So Mufti Sahib explains, he says, you got a football ground. All the players are there. But there's no goalpost. What this poor player is going to do? But the moment you put a goalpost, there's a goal, there's a direction. Now understand, if a game got no meaning without a goal, we're not playing games. This is life. I'm living. Without a goal, there's absolutely no meaning. So Mufti Sahib says in simple words, AA. Every morning I wake up, this may be my first thoughts. Allah Akhirat. Allah Akhirat. My Allah, Creator. My Akhirat, you after. That's not going to give me some direction, something to work towards. Otherwise, I may have everything outwardly, but inwardly it's empty. There's a huge cavity. And now, because I've gone so far away from reality, akhirat hereafter, I get eaten. I get eaten by conditions around me. Understand, If a Christian helps a Muslim, that Christian now does not become my Muslim brother because he got no iman. If you understood that, now understand this. If a Shia helps a Muslim, that doesn't make the Shia my Muslim brother because there's no iman. Now, Allah forgive us, I get so absorbed in news, I become emotional, my intelligence switches off, and then I start making statements that puts my iman in danger. Leave Gaza. If I'm controlling the whole world but I got no iman, of what benefit is that temporary control compared to everlasting akhirat hereafter? So to be very careful, statements we're making at times, and then we compromise on the basic beliefs, my iman. I forgot akhirat. I forgot the year after. Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned another point. He says, never be alone with a strange woman. Third person is shaitan. Now here too, Allah forgive me, I made a story and I tell myself, no, my heart is very clean. You see, when I speak to aunties and when I casual and mixing with ladies, my heart is very clean. Understand, if someone gives me a slap and tells me my heart is clean, I say, look here brother, your heart can be how clean, but you slapped me, you hurt me. We speak of the command of Allah, our heart can be how clean? I'm breaking the command of Allah. So admit I'm doing wrong and then see how we progress. Otherwise, my friends, years are passing and where I'm ending up. Because I'm just making excuses, making stories. Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned another point. He says, that person whose good deeds please him and his bad deeds grieve him, that person is a true believer. Now this is a very easy way to test our iman. I'm a human. I have desires. I fall into mistakes. A true believer, when he does wrong, he feels bad. I'm looking at wrong. If I'm not feeling bad, it's a warning signal. Brother, I need to really work on my iman. Umar radiallahu anhu, another point, he says, that person, given position, his most important duty is to make sure those under him are fulfilling the command of Allah. I'm a father in the home. There's a family under me. Now, one alim was mentioning, when marriage problems come up to it, so the husband maybe got 20 complaints against the wife, wife got 30 complaints against the husband. Now that Molana is seeing big figures now, 20, 30. So that Molana now, what he does, he says, leave the 20, 30 one side, I'll give you one copy of Fazail Amal. Take this home. For 1 week, have Alim in the home, read that kitab, Fazail Amal, and then come back. So Molana says, Allah's command, almost every case, the husband comes back, and he says, you know, that zeros fell down, you know, from 20, 30, there's 2-3 small issues remaining. When last we sat as a family in the home, spoke about Allah, spoke about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, had the ta'lim, so one Muslim, Allah save us, he went too deep into philosophy. It took him out of Islam, he becomes an atheist. After some time, he came back to the masjid and he explained himself. He says, look here, I got a library, hundreds of books on philosophy. I read them all and it took me out of Islam. And then I saw, wait, there's one other book on my shelf, Fazail Amal, my own family member gave me some time back. So he said, let me read this. So he read it. He said, after reading Fazail Amal, he said, it's not possible to stay away from the masjid, to stay from Amal, from good deeds, when last we had ta'alim in the home. Today everyone is complaining. How many of us are doing something constructive? The ta'alim in the home, as a family together. Now coming to the historic moment, entering Baitul Muqaddas. Now the animal which Umar radiallahu anhu was riding was tired. It was a long journey. So he asked for another animal. So when Umar radiallahu anhu sits on that horse, he could make out, this animal is moving with pride. So Umar radiallahu anhu immediately, he comes down and he asked for his old animal. Now this is what you call monitor on the heart. One is not having pride. Here Umar radiallahu anhu was not prepared to ride an animal that's moving with pride. This pride is a killer. All of us will say, no, Mawlana, I'm a very, very humble one. So Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi made it very easy for us. He mentioned more or less, that person who gets angry all the time over everything has pride. Now think of it, at home, with my staff, with the next door neighbor, how often I'm just losing myself. And I hurt, and the damage is done, but I'm too proud to admit I have pride. Beauty is humility. Just be humble. Just be humble. Beauty is modesty. That's the Muslim's feature. Modesty. Whether I'm cycling, whether I'm exercising, my clothing can't be tight-fitting. I'm a Muslim. This body is private property. I don't reveal the shame to everyone. Modesty. When the shame goes, Allah save us. Next to go is iman. It's joined. Protect the shame. Where I'm going, what I'm talking, what I'm watching. If it's shameless, I'm losing my haya. I'm losing my shame. I'm losing my modesty. Beauty is modesty. Beauty is sincerity. A day comes in a sincere Muslim's life. He says, look here now, I had enough of a show business life. Today everything is status. You know, my holiday, and my, and we post it and viral it. Where's the sincerity gone? I slaughtered that Qurbani animal, not for my Allah. I slaughtered it for a video, for a photo. So the whole world must see what I slaughtered. Where's the ikhlas gone? Where's the sincerity gone? My Allah saw me doing the Qurbani, it's sufficient. I don't need to show anyone else. But when we go into a show business life, every little good I do, I advertise it. Sincerity is missing. That is why there's no fulfillment, there's no contentment. The life is just chasing, complaining, demanding, frustrating. I forgot my Allah. The day I start living for one Allah, that's the day I have a peaceful life. Otherwise my heart is in pieces, pleasing this one, that one, everyone, but my Allah. Beauty is simplicity. Just be simple. Be one of the crowd. Don't try to stand out by saying something, doing something. Just be simple. Today we've gone through a life of extravagance and wastage just to show. Come on to simplicity. Umar radiallahu anhu entered Baitul Muqaddas, the same door that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered on the night of Mi'raj. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he performed salah with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That was conquest of Bayt al-Muqaddas. Coming back where we started, Allah give us the strength to conquer our desires. That effort against, otherwise the average person, you know, Fisa was explaining the other day, he said the wind of freedom is moving at great speed. Everyone wants to be free. You don't tell me what's right and wrong. I can read in between the lines, the news, I got brains. You Maulana, you don't tell me who's right and wrong. That arrogance, that attitude, that pride. So Mufti Sahib says, leave reading in between the lines. I can't read what's on the line. And then I made my own analysis. And then when the truth is spoken, I'm defending the enemy. The enemy of Allah, the enemy of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the enemy of Sahaba radhi anhum, the enemy of Islam can never be my friend. The Shia is the enemy. The entry level of Muslim brotherhood is Iman, not help. Help is temporary. I'm going to die now. What answer will I give in front of Allah tomorrow? So don't compromise on Iman. Don't compromise on Aqidah, belief. Learn the basics. Come back to the basics. Otherwise, I'm going to bomb my Akhirat. I destroyed my year after. Because I became emotional. And I defended the enemy. I praised the enemy. I forgot my Allah. I forgot my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give us the correct understanding. MashaAllah, you all know next month, 8, 9, 10, the Ijtima in Hobart. It's a simple effort. Come back to simplicity. Just understand the power of this simple effort. You know that Corona time? So when Jamaat was engaged, so they come to the home, and that person opens the door, and the way he shouted and chased that Jamaat. You don't know people are dying, and you're walking around. It was the month of Ramadan. So we chased them. MashaAllah, Jamaat, very obliging, very simple, no fighting. Quietly they're moving away. As they're moving away, the heart of this man was hit. He told himself, it's the month of Ramadan. I'm not even fasting. These brothers are of good heart and sincerity, came to meet me, encourage me, remind me. It hit his heart so nice and hard. From that moment, he started performing all his salah in the masjid, started fasting again. The Jamaat, they just knocked the door. Didn't get a chance to mention a leave word and alphabet. But the command of Allah changed a man's whole life. This effort is simple. It's a matter of us getting accepted. Be it one simple gash, one ta'aleem, one 3 days. But get ourselves connected. Don't let the simplicity deceive us. You know, one Jamaat was in Vellum and I was there. So in simple words they told us, who said the gash started yesterday? Don't you know, from the day you were born, air was gushing in and gushing out. So till today, the lungs were doing in-gush, out-gush. Now this body must start doing some in-gush and out-gush. So it's not something new. We're always gushing. Just that now it's inside. Let's get some gush outside as well. So let Allah give, accept us all of this effort, make dua for the istima, and be part and parcel of this fikr and concern. Allah give us the correct understanding, ability to practice, pass on to others. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.